James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I will drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
It was painful for me several years ago when some of my friends were arrested. I said nothing. I did not want to lose my job or my freedom. I worried about my family. I have made a different choice now. I am raising my voice. To do otherwise would betray those who languish in prison. I can speak when so many cannot. Jamal Khashoggi, September 18th. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the friends of God rest in peace. Amen. Can you drink the cup of which I shall drink? When newly elected, now St. John Paul II, returned to his homeland, he said to the millions of Polish people living under the communist repression and who had gathered to welcome him and celebrate Mass with him, "Do not be afraid to insist on your rights. Refuse a life based on lies and double thinking. Do not be afraid to suffer with Christ." The Holy Father's challenge to take up the cup of Christ's suffering was heard across Poland. The first to respond were workers. When the Gdansk ship workers went on strike in August of 1980, the steel workers in Warsaw joined them, and Solidarity, the Polish Workers' Union, was born. A less likely and at first more quiet witness for freedom was Father Jesse Popielusko. Father Jesse was serving as chaplain to the medical students at the University of Warsaw. Like other young adults, he despised the communist doctrine but did not engage in political activism against the oppressive government. But all that changed one August afternoon when the phone rang at the chancery. The striking workers of Warsaw were asking for a priest to come and celebrate Mass with them. Father Jesse did not know it then, but in responding to the request, the cup of suffering had been passed to him. That Mass was the beginning of his passio, his passion, his struggle to remain faithful to Christ. In December of 1981, thousands of Solidarity members were imprisoned, and Father Jesse became their chaplain and their voice. He began speaking from a pulpit much like this one about the struggle in Poland between spirituality and a culture based on hatred, lies, and fear. The government sought to silence him, at first with harassment and then with death threats, and then 13 times with incarceration and interrogation. The workers of Poland asked the bishop to send Father Jesse abroad for a sabbatical, fearing for his safety. But he refused, saying, the mission of the church is to be with her people and to share in her joys and sorrows. A priest is called to bear witness to the truth, to suffer for the truth, and if need be, to give his life for it. 34 years ago, this weekend, in the early hours of the morning, Father Jesse was abducted with his driver by three men. He was stuffed in the trunk of a car. The driver escaped and reported the incident. Though masses were said for his safety, Father Jesse drank the cup of Christ to the dregs. In the early hours of the morning of October the 20th, he was repeatedly beaten, tied up, and then thrown still alive into a reservoir. Sisters and brothers, this weekend we celebrate World Mission Sunday, a day in which we are invited, all of us are invited to pray for and generously contribute to the support of the spread of the gospel. And it's good. It's good for us to remember Father Jesse's words. The mission of the church is to be with her people and share in their joys and sorrows. But because she stands on the side of human dignity and freedom, the church does not go unopposed. The church is born, we've always said this, out of the wounded side of Christ. Lest we think that the hour for martyrdom is over, that no one seriously must suffer with Christ anymore, we need only look to the life and death of Blessed Jesse, Pope Jorusko of Poland, St. Edith Stein of Germany, Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador, or now Jamal Khashoggi of Saudi Arabia. Indeed, if we think that the cup of suffering no longer comes around the table these days, we should know that there have been more martyrs, more religious martyrs, in these last 100 years than all the martyrs combined in the first 300 years of Christianity. And Jesus said to them, "Can you drink the cup of which I shall drink?" And they said to him, "We can." Pray God, if it comes to that, may we be able to say the same.